And so, of course, you're coming up here for the with the Blackest of the Black tour.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what was your criteria for the bands that you chose for this tour?
It's the same criteria as always. It's bands that I think have something to say, and bands, you know, that aren't necessarily like, you know, label sellout bands, you know.
Right.
You know, so the bands I think people should see and be exposed to. That's really it. Actually, Lacuna Coil was on the first Blackest of the Black tour. It's kind of cool. That's a band I've always liked. You know, I always felt that Evanescence kind of, you know, ripped them, because Lacuna Coil's been around for a while. You know, kind of ripped that whole thing. Yeah, so then we've got Belphegor from Europe. Asesino is opening up, and that's Dino from Fear Factory and Tony from Static X. It's like a, it's a Mexican death metal band. They sing everything in Spanish. Because I know Dino, you know, forever, and we've had them on a lot of Danzig shows. And then last year, one of the openers pulled out on Blackest, and we let Asesino actually finish out the tour. I called Dino up and said, "Hey, this band just like could finish the tour. Do you want to do it?" It was the opener, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Yeah." So they did a lot of the shows. So we put them on this year, though. Now they're billing, and I think people are going to dig them.
Is this something that, you know, of course the obvious comparison is that everyone compares, like, you know, package hard rock tours is Ozfest. I mean, is this something that you can foresee continuing, like, in that tradition, or is this something that you don't want to be?
I think it's a little harder than Ozfest. Actually, until we did Blackest, Ozfest would never put any kind of black metal or heavier bands on. It was always usually corporate buyout bands and new metal bands, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so it was kind of funny that after we did Blackest, the next year, you know, they asked Superjoint and Coil and a couple of bands that we actually had on Blackest to be on Ozfest.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of funny.
They're spying on you guys.
Yep. I think I left somebody out on the Blackest. I know there's Lacuna Coil. There's, oh, the Haunted. We tried to get them for the first Blackest, but they had commitments.
Uh-huh.
I'm really happy to have the Haunted on the tour.
And what kind of set are you playing? I mean, are you doing, I mean, what eras are you pulling from? Are you doing that?
Well, we'll do everything, we'll do everything from all different Danzig records, you know, which is what we always try to do. Try to change it up every tour. But, you know, the songs everyone wants to hear every tour, like Mother and Twist of Cain, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Her Black Wings, you know, people want to hear those songs all the time, you know, no matter what tour it is. So we'll try and make everybody happy. I've got two guys in my band from Typo now.
Okay.
I've got Johnny, of course, has been playing with me since, you know, 2002. And now Kenny, the guitar player from Typo, is playing guitar and dancing. And on bass, I've got Steve Zink from Sam Hain, my old band Sam Hain.
Right, yeah.
So I think we're going to be doing maybe two or three Sam Hain songs, actually.
Okay, okay. Is there any chance that any Misfits might jump into the mix? I was actually listening to a bunch of Misfits around that.
No, we did that with Doyle last, you know, last time we were up there.
Oh, okay.
Doyle came out on the whole Blackest tour last year. We did a, in between the band, big set, like right at the end, Doyle came out and we did like a 20, 25 minute Misfits set.
But not this time, huh?
No, not this time.
Uh-oh.
I think people will be pretty stoked. We'll do a couple, you know, the band itself is a new band. We'll do a couple Sam Hain songs. I mean, people, you know, people will be happy just if Dan's playing, so this is just extra. Yes.
And so you've actually have said that this might be your last tour. Why?
Well, actually, the last tour was going to be my last tour. This is something that everybody wanted me to try to see if I can do. This is not a real tour kind of per se. Normally my tours are about a month and a half, and it goes all over the country. This is just 2 weeks here on the West Coast, and I can fly home after two or three shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only an hour or so away by, you know, flight. So I've never had a problem, like, playing on stage. I love playing on stage. It's the driving around on a bus 20 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Right.
At this stage of my life, I feel like I'm wasting the day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On the bus, because I can't do all the stuff I want to do, and that's why I didn't want to tour anymore. So this is just some kind of experiment to see if I can do these shows and be home within two or three days and have it not.